Police think it was murder. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Police near Tulsa, Oklahoma say 8 people were found dead after firefighters put out a house fire.
This is a shock to Broken Arrow. It's a safe city.
Police spokesman Ethan Hutchinson.
Early indications, according to officers on scene, confirm that they are investigating a homicide.
As of now, we do not know what caused the fire, who was inside, their ages, or if there were any survivors. Police are unable to talk about suspects or if there's any suspect at all.
John Abisas with Fox 23 Tulsa. Police don't believe the public is in any immediate danger. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, closes his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter and promptly fires 3 top executives, including the CEO.
In a message to advertisers on Twitter, Musk says he's buying the company to have a common digital town square where a wide range of beliefs can be debated in a healthy manner. Though he added, Twitter cannot become a free-for-all hellscape where anything can be said with no consequences. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
The U.S. economy returned to growth in the third quarter.
The GDP results came out, and the economy, in fact, is growing. In fact, the economy grew at 2.6% rate last quarter.
President Biden speaking in Syracuse, New York Thursday as he touted Micron Technology's commitment to build a semiconductor factory near the city with a $100 billion investment over 20 years. The better-than-expected growth in the third quarter snaps 2 straight quarters of contraction. The positive economic news helped boost the Dow by 194 points, but once again, big tech stocks pulled the S&P 500 and NASDAQ lower. Facebook's parent Meta shares plunged 25% after it reported disappointed earnings. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
North Korea fires off 2 more ballistic missiles. A South Korean news agency says the missile was launched Friday morning from the East Coast. Earlier this week, the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency said it appears North Korea is preparing to test a nuclear weapon. The world's also watching Russia and whether it will use nuclear weapons.
Despite multiple veiled threats about the possible use of nuclear weapons, Russian President Vladimir Putin said he never intentionally suggested he would use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, blaming the West for the war.
The West in recent years, and especially in recent months, has taken a number of steps to escalate.
Putin said Ukraine is preparing a dirty bomb, something Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin denied at the Pentagon. The U.S. is accelerating plans to send upgraded B-61-12 air-dropped gravity bombs to NATO bases in Europe while scrapping a sea-based tactical nuclear cruise missile.
We did not need that capability. We have a lot of capability in our nuclear inventory.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
The Santa Fe Sheriff's Office wraps up its investigation into the shooting on the film set of Rust, in which Alec Baldwin's prop gun went off, killing a cinematographer and wounding a director.
The department handed over the results of the investigation to the New Mexico District Attorney, Mary Carmack Altweez. A statement read, "The district attorney and her team of investigators and prosecutors will now begin a thorough review of the information and evidence to make a thoughtful, timely decision about whether to bring charges." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And police say the 19-year-old gunman who shot and killed two people at a St. Louis high school purchased an AR-15-style rifle from a private seller after an FBI background check stopped him from buying one from a licensed dealer. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.